from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, he's my Lord. He's my Lord. You want to come on, sir? He has
risen from the dead, and he's my Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every knee will bow,
and
every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, he
Go ahead, sister. Yes, he
is. Lord, and because he is Lord, we must worship and bow down. Yes, he is Lord. He is Lord. And we bless you, Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I can really do that. Why? He keeps on doing great things for me.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, he keeps on.
Hallelujah.
Doing great things for me.
Thank
you,
Lord.
In the midst of the fire, in the midst of the storm, he keeps right on.
Oh, hallelujah.
Doing great things for me.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Jesus. Oh, you keep right on. Doing great things for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If I had 10,000 tongues, I would praise him with each and every one. God, you just keep
on,
because you keep on doing great things for me. Yeah, you keep on.
Hallelujah.
Doing great things for me. And you know what? He's blessing me right now as I open my mouth and sing to you.
Hallelujah.
You want to sing that one for me?
Yes. The Lord is blessing me right now. Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Lord, right now, you see, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord blessing me right now, right now, right now. Let me tell y'all, he woke me up this morning.
You better say.
I was close in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. It was right, right on time. You see, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now. You see, he's not selfish, saints. The Lord is blessing you. He's blessing us right now, Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing us right now, Lord, right now. You see, he woke us up this morning, and he started us on our way. The Lord, he's blessing us right now, right now, right now. Go ahead, sister. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's blessing me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he
right
is.
Now,
or glory. Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, he is.
It's blessing
yes,
me.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he
right
is.
Now.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He woke me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for doing it, Father. Thank you for doing it. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord.
Oh, yes, he is.
Is blessing me.
Thank you for doing it, Father.
Right now. Right now.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah.
And because we know we didn't do it.
Oh, glory.
We throw up our hands and we open our mouths and we say,
hallelujah.
Thank
you. Oh, hallelujah. That's it. That's it. That's
bless
it.
The
that's
name
it.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You see, he's been so good, Lord. You've been so good. Hallelujah. He's been so good, Lord, until I just want to thank. I just want to thank. I got to be personal, y'all. I just want to thank. You need to thank him. I just want to thank you, Lord. You see, he's been my friend. He hasn't only been my friend.
Oh,
he's been my everything.
Oh, yes. Oh,
he's been my friend. He kept me when I couldn't keep myself. He's been my friend. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Take it away, sister.
Because he is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. He's the Lord of my life.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus,
oh, hallelujah.
Christ,
thank you,
is Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That Jesus,
hallelujah.
Christ,
hallelujah.
Is Lord. We bless you,
Lord,
because you are God.
Hallelujah.
That Jesus. The Christ is Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Witherspoon, one of our founders of this call, hallelujah. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. This is, we're tagging this day, Victoria Thursday. Father God, we just ask that you would just cleanse us from anything that is blocking us from walking in victory. We ask that you would just fill us with your peace this day. We ask that you would fill us with joy and that you would renew our strength so that we can soar like eagles. Help us to run and not be weary and to walk in your ways and not fall. Help us to handle the challenges today with boldness, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Keep our lamps burning and turn our darkness into light, Lord. You are, your ways are perfect and your word is flawless. We thank you for our apostle and Pastor P.K. Roberts for setting the atmosphere this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for our awesome leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for even their yes to come to open up this call that was almost 10 years ago that they created this call. We ask that you would watch over our owners of our company, Artist Life, and that we will ask that you would set the atmosphere for our speaker today that will bring an awesome word that you have given her, and ask that you will open our hearts to receive it. In Jesus' most precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Raza. We so appreciate you, Victory Thursday. We so appreciate you so much. Thank you this morning. Good morning, good morning. And this is a joyful morning. I'm greeting you this morning from the Bronx, New York. I want to start your day off with let me just say, I thank God for waking me up this morning. If it hadn't been for him, I would not be here on this call. And also want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Apostle Egypt for that. Those songs, oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord, Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. This is Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Let me share with you a little bit about our call this morning. October 2010. The two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this journey. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be on it. This morning, we have a scripture that we stand on, Psalms 88:13. But do you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. Well, we have a website that you can visit 24/7. That website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bio of all of our speakers. The theme for the year 2020 was Supernatural Eyes of Faith in Us and Through Us. evidence of great work must be released. And if you been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Rossman truly did, and a host as yours truly, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information, info@themasterscall.net. I repeat, info@themasterscall.net. And when our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer team, Minister Brenda Chilwell, will contact you. But we have a treat every Friday on the second half that you can stay on and give your prayer request and praise report. So we are so grateful for that. All right, Phenomenal Company, Odyssey International, which established by the D.S. Daily own family 30 years ago. We are now called Odyssey Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I love to say wealthy, and you also can share with each and everyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Odyssey Life product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your carrier is T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number that you call first. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Today is Thursday, it's Testimony Thursday. We advise everybody to plug in. They have some great information to share with you. And so every Thursday, it is so important that we plug into the call. Well, let me just share with each and everyone. Please visit your back office twice a day or more, and also WhatsApp, and keep you updated on the information that is happening in Odyssey International. And I just want to shout out to my dear friend, happy birthday, Minister Noella. So appreciate you. Love you so much. Well, let me just say our guest speaker this morning needs no introduction, but I will give you a few things on her. Her name is Minister Robin B. Wilson. Minister Robin B. Wilson stands on the scripture, Matthew 6:33. But to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen, amen. She devoted her servant of God, a daughter, sister, a proud auntie who loves to pray and teach and share the love of God with others. Ms. Robert is of a Dane licensed minister and elder at Faith Fellowship Ministry World out of New Jersey. Minister Robin was a prejudice here on the Master's Call. She's also Artist Life Distributor. Well, let me just share with you guys. Please go and her extensive bio to review the website at mastercall.net, and you can see all the things that I am not putting all of it out there, so I want her to come on so she can share with you what she has to share this morning. Without further ado, introduce some present to others, none other than my friend, Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you out there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Loud and clear. Take it away, darling.
Thank you. Excuse me. Good morning, TMC family. Happy birthday, dear Willa. God bless you. So, so, so love, victorious woman of God. And I want to say thank you so much to Apostle Edith and to Dr. PK for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. He has truly been good, so good to each one of us, to me. He's my strength. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. And he is a blessing, and he has woken us up this morning. So I'm so grateful for that. And I want to thank Dr. Vanessa one of the co-founders as well. I love you. I honor you and Dr. PK. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank God for having you in my life. And you are just a blessing, the two of you. And I thank God for all he's doing in your lives, in your family's lives. And I'm sending you a big, big, big hug right now. So, family, I love you, and I'm glad to be part of this family. And I just want to go before the Lord in prayer and just share with you. I've just been meditating and studying on a series that the Lord has put in my heart, and I'm going to just share a little bit with you and then continue the next time I'm on the call. So, Father, we come before you in the mighty, the matchless name of your Son, our King, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for this call. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, I thank you because they were obedient to you. They heard your voice. They listened. And we have this awesome call where we can come before our Master. We can love on one another. We can pray together. We can rejoice together. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, because that's how many of us, Lord God, were able to find out about this call and to become family with many here on the call. Continue to watch over them, bless them, Father, and cause their business to continue to grow and increase in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, use me for your glory. As I always say, let people see Jesus in me before they see me. I love you, I honor you, and I extol your greatness in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Family, I'm going to come and just share with you, and the title of this message is Walking with the Peace Giver, King Jesus, the God of Peace. He is Jehovah Shalom, the scripture, one of them that I've been studying and just meditating on and chewing and breaking it apart is 1 Peter 5:7, where it states that we are to cast all of our anxiety on him because he cares for you. He cares for me. He cares for you. And that word cast, it means to fling it. It means to hurl it. It means to throw something with force. And one of the examples that God gave me is think of a fisherman or even a fisher lady. They throw their line into the water with force. They have a purpose for throwing that line out there into the ocean, into a lake, into some sea. And the reason why they do it is because they know that something is going to be caught. Something is going to come back. They're going to have an expectation. So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to cast all these cares that we may have on him because he loves us. Jesus loves us. God loves us that much. He cares for us, and he wants us to have the best. So think about all those different cares, this pandemic, COVID, our concerns, our worries, your thoughts, your problems, sickness, doctor's reports, anxiety, anxiousness, depression, your children, your spouse, your job, school, my dad, our families, work, money, business, circumstances, whatever it is, you know what it is. Cast it out. Cast it. Give it to him. He's the one that cares. Thank you for that, Lord. And then know that you're going to expect that he is going to do something. There's going to be a great result. There's going to be a turnaround. There is going to be something that is going to work in your behalf. So don't be moved by these. Cast them. Cast them. Cast them. Get rid of them. Hurl them. Fling them. And say, oh, no, 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 no. I'm not taking care anymore. I'm not. I'm giving it all to my King because he's the one who cares for me. Hallelujah. And you know what he says? And I was reading in Isaiah 45, verse 23. God made a solemn oath to us, really, the children of Israel. But we even have a better covenant. And he said that his word that was sent from his mouth in righteousness, it will not return unfulfilled. So all these things that you're casting on him because he cares, it's not going to return unfulfilled. And he said every knee is going to bow before him. Every tongue is solemnly going to swear, hallelujah, allegiance to him. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Pandemic, COVID, you got to bow. Jesus is the peacemaker. Jesus is the one we're walking with. He's the God of peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. And then there's another scripture that so many that just constantly keep reminding us, Hebrews 6, verse 13 and 14. But when God made a promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no other, no one greater, he swore by himself. You go ahead, Lord. You are awesome. You rock. Yes, yes. I so love that. He swore by himself, on himself, no one greater. You can take it to the bank. And he said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to multiply you. So know that these cares, these concerns, get rid of them, fling them, toss them. Know that there's an expectation coming. Don't worry about a thing, nothing whatsoever. Don't be anxious. And that's in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. But in everything, by prayer, by supplication, by giving him thanksgiving, make all of your requests known to him because he's good, he's faithful, he's worthy, he cares, he's our peace, he's our joy, he's our strength, just like those victorious women of God, Apostle Edith and Dr. P.K. said. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's our strength. He's our joy. He's a blessing. And that's how much he cares for each and every single one of us. He said that he's going to keep our heart so we don't have to faint when there's pressure going on. And I'm not trying to make light of what's going on. We all know that there's challenges. But get rid of them. Lay them to the side. Don't take them back. Give it to the one who cares even more than you care about it, even more than your family members may care about it. Give it to the caregiver. Give it to the one who loved you so much that he said, I'm swearing on me. I'm God by myself. I am that I am that I am. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. So don't worry. Let's stop saying silly things. Let's stop saying dumb things. Let's stop saying stupid things. I've been there. I've done that. Let's say what the word says about you, about your family, about the circumstance. Don't worry. Think about things that are good, things that are pure, things that are lovely. Oh, my God. Things that are so peaceful no matter what is going on. Walk with him daily. It's awesome. When we walk with him, when we trust him, when we can get up in the morning, just like they said, he woke me up. Yes. And you say, good morning, Lord. How do you want me to start this day? Good morning, King Jesus. I love you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Where should I go? What should I do? Shall I be still? Tell me what your plan and purpose is for my life, Lord. Who shall I call? Who should I be praying for? Walking with the King. Let him be in charge. Let him take over. It's a good feeling. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So just like it was said to us yesterday, we don't have to fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Yes, things go on, for we have power, a sound mind. We are victorious in Him. So let's just keep it real. Let's just speak His word. Let's not be moved by what's going on. And when things, yes, they're going on, we speak to the storm. We command you in the mighty name of Yeshua. Peace be still. We speak. We command you to go back. Go back in the name of Jesus. We're casting. That's a concern. Yeah, we're flinging it out there, and we are expecting a mighty return. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. So we're going to think like the Word because He is the Word. We're going to act like the Word because He is the Word. We're going to speak the Word because He is the Word. We're going to say the Word. We're going to do the Word. We're going to live the Word. We're going to eat the Word. He is the peacemaker. Glory to God. In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. Ask Him, Lord, what does that mean? What does that mean for me? I always say, Father, put it on a movie screen. Make it so clear so that I know that I know what you're saying to me, so that I know what you want me to do. And this is how we are going to live. This is how we're going to remain victorious in and through Christ Jesus. We win. So let's continue walking with Him. Let's continue growing with Him. Let's continue being more and more and more like Him. Let's continue being a champion for Him. Let's continue being that victorious person for Him. Let's continue taking as many as we can out of the pit of hell, letting them know that truly He is our joy. He is our strength. He is our peace. We are walking with the peacemaker. We are walking with the one who gives us peace. We are walking with the God of peace. We are walking with the author and the perfecter of our peace. We win. We walk daily with King Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. You gave us the best peace, not the peace of this world, but your peace, King Jesus' peace. And that's the peace that's going to keep us. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you for that profound word, Minister Robin. We so appreciate you as well. We're walking with peace. We're walking with Jesus. I just love that. That is so right now. We need that. We shortly will come back and close us out in a benediction. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to pray over our prayer request this morning. So we just give God praise. We celebrate you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for all that you have done this morning. God, give us the strength this morning to move forward this morning because we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we appreciate you this morning. Love God, give me the strength this morning. I can't do it. Say thank you this morning. Thank you for Minister Robin. This awesome message this morning, Lord. We expect great things this morning. We expect great things. We are blessed. We are just thanking Him for all that He has done. We thank you for just being this, waking us up this morning. Without Him, we would not be here this morning. I can't do but say, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, we love and we adore you this morning. We thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Pat, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, for taking us on this journey Monday through Friday. We thank you for our prayer warriors this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. The guests, the artists, the spirit of that join us here on the Master Call. We pray for our dear De Leon family for sharing artist life opportunities with each and every one of us. Lord, we must go out and share. Lord, I want you to lift up this morning, hallelujah, Mother Joseph, Mother Alva, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Mans, for their health and strength which comes from you, Lord. We're going to pray for the first family, for the families, first responders, doctors who are out here on the front line, Lord, with COVID-19. Get behind us. Please, get behind us. We pray for Pastor Chuck this morning. We lift him up this morning, but his body has getting stronger and stronger each day, Lord. We pray for every bereaving family this morning, Lord. We touch you. We touch and agree. We pray for Mr. Keisha Uncle. John Lewis, hallelujah, this morning. We pray for Sharon Spouse, her family. We pray for Wanda Walker. Her mother went home to be with the Lord, Lord. God, we pray for them this morning, God. We give them all, we give you all the praise. We love and adore you this morning, Lord. Lord, keep us safe and sound. Keep us standing on your word, Lord. Lord, you know everything about us, Lord Jesus. Comfort them like never before. Oh, God, my strength, my heart, that we might fully commit to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we just did so much this morning. We thank God for you this morning. Let me just give you the playback. You're going to hear this powerful message this morning. That playback number is 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound. 712-432-1085. And the pin number is 957-677-pound. So in this morning, please, like I said, check out your back office. And look at your WhatsApp. Keep in touch with that. And right after this is the new morning motivation call, which held right now. And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. Again, happy birthday, Minister. Well, we so appreciate you, love you, and enjoy. Enjoy your day. Thank you, Minister Rosman, for greeting us this morning for that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Robin B. Wilson, for that outstanding message this morning. We so appreciate you. So will you please close us out in the benediction, please?
Yes. Thank you so much, Minister Rosman, for greeting us. Minister Cynthia, for hosting the call, and to our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I want to say thank you. Happy birthday again, Minister Willa Willa. And to my TMC family and to our King, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us. You've been so good to us. You've been so good to us. We just want to thank you, Lord. Have an awesome day, family. He loves us. God bless you.
Ms. Robin, before we hang up, just want to, because we have to go out and do what we always do, I'm going to call Minister Sharon up to the front of the line. And for our dear birthday girl, thank you again, Ms. Robin, for that awesome word. Will you please let us close by singing happy birthday to our Minister Willa there in Tampa.
Great day, great day, great day, everybody. Great message, Minister Robin. You two songbirds, I'll talk to y'all in private. Oh, my goodness. Yes, hallelujah. Happy birthday, Minister Willa. We so appreciate your gifts of help, your gifts of hospitality, your gifts of encouragement. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Minister Willa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We want you to know that we love you. May God bless you. May he keep you. And may he elevate you. Happy birthday, Minister Willa. Love you, love you, love you to life.